brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Paul Joseph Watson filling in for Alex Jones today. We're talking to Professor James Tracy of Florida Atlantic University. He's questioned the official narrative behind the Sandy Hook school massacre and basically being pursued by CNN as a result of it and other news organizations. We're going to go to your calls shortly. The number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Before the break, we were talking about the idea that some of these individuals involved in this event may have been actors or participants in a drill. Of course, we know that drills shadow both 9/11 and 7/7. And you have to frame all this while being sensitive to the fact that it was, according to my mind, a very real tragedy involving very real victims. But you have to frame it in the context that, you know, under Fast and Furious, the Obama administration sent 2,000 assault weapons to drug lords in Mexico, resulting in the deaths of over 300 people, many of them children. So to claim that this would be beyond a government to stoop to such a level to kill 20 kids to ram through their political agenda is somewhat naive, given what we've seen historically with the likes of Operation Gladio and other false flag terror programs, which are on the record, all admitted. They've been subject to parliamentary investigations in countries like Italy, admitted that, you know, governments stage mass shootings, they stage bombings, they bomb trains for their own political agenda. So asking questions about an event that has been the fulcrum of the Obama administration's agenda on gun control is only sensible while, of course, maintaining that respect, that dignity, that sensitivity for the victims. But what sprung to my mind before the break is, Professor, straight after the collapse of the Twin Towers on 9/11, we had people on the ground who seemed to know bizarrely intricate details of how that collapse happened, which just happened to then morph almost immediately into the official story. So I guess that's what you're talking about when you're talking about actors being involved. You're not saying there were no victims. You're just saying that people may have been there to massage the narrative. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, Paul. I am simply posing questions. I never said anything declarative in any of my articles about this happened. I was saying, could this be a possibility? And yet the media took that and ran with it. Took my assertion as an allegation when it was merely a question. And that, unfortunately, is how this has been framed and how I think that it's been offensive especially to the people that lost their loved ones up there in Newtown. I never actually intended that in any way, shape, or form. But certainly, yes, what you point out with regard to 9/11 is really right on, in that this idea that a steel frame building could collapse as a result of the heat from the airplanes, I think is something that was put out there at the time to sort of deflect any questioning as to how could this have actually taken place, these buildings going down in such a way in their own footprint.
Just got a minute to go to the break. We're going to go to your callers, the first of which is Adam. We'll go to him after the break. Other aspects that I want to get into, obviously, we've got things about Adam Lanza's car, a picture with all four doors open. Why would that be the case if he was just exiting the car on his own? As he mentioned earlier, the school principal gives a quote to the Newtown Bee describing the attack, but she's actually the first victim of the attack. That's another inconsistency that hasn't been explained. We'll go into it and more with your calls, Professor Tracy, after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Watson, writer with InfoWars.com, filling in for Alex today. Got a headline up on PrisonPlanet.com. Holder begs court to stop document release on Fast and Furious. Basically, they're trying to stop a lawsuit brought by Judicial Watch asking them to open records relating to Operation Fast and Furious, which of course was the program which many view as a deliberate effort to undermine the Second Amendment, where the Obama administration sent 2,000 assault weapons to drug lords in Mexico, leading to the deaths of 300 people. So if you think it's beyond the Obama administration to engage in murder to further their gun control agenda, remembering the fact that it was Obama himself back in April 2011 who told Sarah Brady in a White House meeting he was working, quote, under the radar to sneak attack the Second Amendment, then we'd be very naive to think that they wouldn't engage in such activity. We're talking to Professor James Tracy about the Sandy Hook massacre, the questions that he's raised about the event and subsequently being attacked by the media for asking. Adam in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead, Adam.
Yeah, kudos for having the courage to cover this. I have a couple questions.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's great that he got the thing about the shotgun and the trunk right and the dress with the daughter. Those are But what I haven't heard, what I'd like to hear him talk about is the question of whether or not that was Adam Lanza's car, and also if you've seen some of the rebranding of businesses in the area. If you go to SandyHookHairCo.com, Sandy Hook Hair Company, and see their whole image, their whole the bloody handprint and the white heart and the palm. And finally, of course, the whole thing about the Batman map in the Batman movie having Sandy Hook on it, and also actually lining up to the roads in Newton with a circle on the school, which is the stadium that's attacked in the movie.
Go ahead, Professor.
Okay, well, there's quite a bit there. First, with regard to Adam Lanza's car, this was apparently registered to a Chris Rodia, and yet there was an article that came out arguing that that this was not the case. I think it was in a Hearst paper that it was not it was the car was not registered to him. But in fact, it turns out that that it was, and that Rodia, you know, he had a number of. He had a number of run-ins with the law. He had been involved apparently in drug running and the like. So that's as much as I know with regard to the automobile. What were the other questions?
Well, there's these crazy rebranding of businesses with Illuminati symbology. I mean, it's totally out there, but go to SandyHookHairCo.com and you'll see their website with the bloody red hand print and the all-seeing white heart in the palm. And then, of course, the whole Batman map, Sandy Hook. You go to YouTube, Batman map, Sandy Hook, a strange comparison, you'll see this one-minute video.
I've seen that, Professor, but I mean, there's a place, obviously Gotham City is based on New York City, and there's a place in New York City called Sandy Hook. That's how I understood it.
Yeah, and that does come up, but I think 1 hour and 58 minutes into the Dark Knight Rises, there's that specifically on the map, from what I understand. I haven't seen the movie in its entirety. And somehow I saw that on my blog just recently, someone putting something in there with regard to the hair salon or the hair company, but I've not seen the imagery itself. So I can't really comment on that.
Okay, thanks for the call, Adam. Yeah, I think the thing with the car was how I read it. It was like a bleed in the police transmission tapes where he had been apprehended in a completely different city, and that bled through to their transmission, which is why it got confused with Adam Lanza. That's how it was explained. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but.
Yeah, it was explained in a mainstream media outlet that he was mistaken, but whether or not that is in fact the case is still somewhat questionable. But it's a very good question.
And the other stuff doesn't really, I mean, it's all very weird, but it doesn't prove anything for me. Father James in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning. It's good to talk to you. And I've been a listener of the show for probably about a year. And initially thought that Alex was rather paranoid until I began researching everything that he was talking about and finding so much supporting information. You know, I have family members that are educators. My father served in special forces in Vietnam. And the kind of false flag attack is something that, you know, I've heard about from him, you know, in Vietnam. He said it was a common tactic for them to go into a Vietnamese village, do attacks, leave evidence of it being North Vietnamese or Viet Cong, then come in subsequent days to respond to their outrage and recruit them and train them to fight against the North Vietnamese. So, you know, it's a tactic that's been around for a long time. And thinking about these questions, you know, my thoughts have been that, you know, the conversation in the media, especially as it's put out by the government, is, you know, how many lives will we save by banning guns? And I think the question really needs to be, turned around. You know, how many lives are we going to sacrifice if we limit or restrict guns from law-abiding citizens? And I think a very practical way to arm our teachers. You know, we have a lot of police chiefs and sheriffs that are standing up now saying that they're going to defend Second Amendment rights. A very simple approach would be for them to issue conceal and carry permits to teachers, and then to overcome the ban for guns in school is to deputize them. You know, sheriffs, police chiefs can deputize citizens in service, so they can train them, license them, deputize them, and it'll be legal for those teachers to have a firearm concealed on campus.
Well, Professor, I mean, would you feel safer if your kids were in a school where you knew the teacher had a safely locked away gun in the event of some crazed killer coming into the school? I mean, would you feel safer?
Well, I certainly know that individuals such as Barack Obama, his children go to a school that is safe and secure in that regard, and has armed guards. I think that's likely the case with many of the country's elite and the elite of the world. Most of their children go to facilities, go to institutions that have that type of security. So why shouldn't the broader public?
And of course, Obama just signed the bill where he gets lifetime armed Secret Service protection, while all the rest of you lowly peasant American citizens are disarmed. Jacob in Illinois, you're on the air. Jacob, go ahead.
Oh, hi. Been a listener for a couple of days now. I like the show. I was wondering, what kind of gun was it again that the kids were killed with? Like a big rifle or something? I was just wondering, how did he get it into the school in the first place?
Like, well, Professor, that's what the medical examiner addressed, isn't it, if you want to cover it from that angle?
This came up. This is when the story was significantly altered during that press conference. From as far as I can tell, from the four handguns, which is what was being reported at 8 o'clock or 8:30 a.m. on the NBC Today show, to the single AR-15. And during that press conference, and it's important to really look at that press conference because I think that's really the most revealing piece of evidence and information in this case, is that this weapon is almost changed immediately from the pistols to the AR-15, and even a reporter speaks up and says, but the rifle was found in the car. And at that point, the Connecticut State Police Lieutenant Vance said, "That's not correct, sir. That's not correct." So it's at that point where things change. How he got the weapon into the school? Well, he approached the according to the official story, he approached the entrance of the school and he shot out the front door and with a hole big enough to enter. Yet we've not seen any video evidence that in fact took place, nor has there been any video or photographic evidence of the door itself, the entry point itself.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call, Jacob. Josh in California, you're on the air with Professor Tracy. Go ahead. All right, Josh has dropped. Professor, tell us about this pejorative term conspiracy theory you wanted to talk about, the dynamics between how that's being used by the establishment media in relation to this event.
Well, I think that as an academic, and I think this is also the case with regard to journalists, they fear being called a conspiracy theorist. That is the pejorative that's being used against me to make an example out of me, to threaten my job, to get me to be quiet, to not ask questions. It's important to think about how this term originated, how actually it developed. There's an important book called Conspiracy Theory in America that's being that's coming out in April of this year by a colleague of mine, Lance DeHaven Smith, up at Florida State University. Now, he helped to devise the concept of state crime against democracy. This is something that's...
We'll be back. Final segment. We'll finish that after the break. Stay tuned. Alex Jones Show.
We'll be back in 2012. We ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting, non-GMO, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Jones Show, Paul Joseph Watson filling in for Alex, talking with Professor James Tracy of Florida Atlantic University. Professor, just finish up your thought there quickly about the term conspiracy theory.
Yeah, in the mid-1960s, Paul, the U.S. government and the Central Intelligence Agency were concerned with regard to the criticisms of the Warren Report, so they issued a dispatch to all of their offices. And this dispatch right here, it's number 1035-960. It's available at the JFK Lancer website. Talks about how... can I read a bit of this? Is that okay?
Yeah, we're pushed for time, but yeah, quickly.
Okay, well, it talks about how public opinion is almost 50% skeptical of the official conclusions of the Warren Commission report, and talks further about employing propaganda assets to negate and refute the attacks of the critics. Talks specifically about conspiracy theories and how the specific techniques that one could use in CIA asset publications and by CIA assets themselves in the media industry to essentially subdue any sort of criticism. And so what I'm getting at in that regard, and you could again go to the JFK Lancer site and read it since we're pressed for time, but I believe it's a key document because this is something that has in many ways really created fear among journalists and among scholars to address anything that might be considered a conspiracy theory. I think I know this more intimately than anyone because I can sense that fear among others. You can't touch certain subjects such as 9/11 because you might be accused of this, and this is something that could cost you your job and or your credibility.
Okay, Todd in Florida, quickly please, final call. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I got some points about Sandy Hook. Thanks so much for talking about it today. I think it's something we all need to question. You mentioned that at the press conference. I feel that is some very important information. Paul Vance dodged blatantly a question when asked what was Nancy Lanza's connection to the school. And I believe that he couldn't answer that question because later it came out that she had no connection. However, there was a report on the scene from Sally Cox, a 15-year alleged nurse at Sandy Hook, who told a reporter that she knew Nancy Lanza and that she was an experienced kindergarten teacher. I think we need to question those things very, very much. Are you also familiar with the fundraiser sites that the URLs were created before the event?
Yeah, we talked about that a bit earlier. I don't know if a medical examiner would actually have that information. What I would expect of him as a professional is to have information specific to the injuries, you know, the causes of death, the caliber of the bullets, how many girls, how many boys were slain. These things are just basic, and they were not addressed by Dr. Carver, not in any competent way. And that's really the major thing that contributes to my skepticism and caused my initial questioning of the event.
Okay, thanks for the call, Todd. Professor, just tell people about your website, the other work you do there, how people can find out more information.
Yeah, memoryholeblog.com. I've had the website since March. There's a lot of stuff on there. You know, primarily there are essays that I've written on political criticism and events such as this. And things that might be regarded as conspiracies, but attempting to analyze those and develop those in a historical context and in a more contemporary context. So it's memoryholeblog.com.
Okay, Professor James Tracy, Florida Atlantic University. You won't be on CNN tonight then, but you may be on in the next few days.
Well, they've got to get back to me, and I'm willing to go on and keep them honest.
Okay, we really appreciate your time. Fascinating questions raised once again, and we hope to talk to you again soon. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Paul.
There goes Professor James Tracy raising questions about the Sandy Hook massacre. And again, this has gone completely viral. It even surprised me how crazy, insane the interest in this is. 10.6 million views on one video alone on YouTube that was created just 10, 11 days ago. And in fact, we're probably going to try and get the creators behind that video on the show. But tons of videos, tons of questions, while still trying to maintain respect, dignity, for the realization that this was a very real tragedy, but we'll continue to ask questions about it. Mike Adams coming up. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. I've been Paul Joseph Watson. Infowars.com. We'll be right back with Mike Adams. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're back here on the Alex Jones Show, and this is Mike Adams stepping in for the next hour and a half here. I want to thank Paul Joseph Watson for his eye-opening interview there. I didn't catch all of it because I was driving in to be here. But we've got even more great information coming up. This is just hard-hitting day after day. Hour after hour. Here's what we have coming up right now on the phone with us, and he'll be joining us in just a minute, is Representative Steve Toth from Texas, who is the person introducing the Firearms Protection Act that he was on the show, I think, 2 days ago here with Alex, and he's got more updates for us, and I have some new questions for him as well, so we'll get an update on that. We've also got, today I'm going to give you just a little commentary on Lance Armstrong and his now staged confession that he lied all along and all the people that he bullied and threatened and intimidated were actually correct in saying that he doped. So I'll give you a little breakdown on that, but I'm not going to spend too much time on that because there's far more important things happening in this world than Lance Armstrong's career. We've got smart gun RFID technology now being discussed for firearms. This is part of Obama's 23 now famous or infamous executive orders, new ways to track firearms owners. And the New York PD is also even now suggesting that they should put RFID chips into your medication. That's what they want to track is your drugs and your guns and your money, your cash, and probably everything else. Oh, it's getting crazy. In any case, let's go to Representative Steve Toth, who is on the line with us, and he joins us for an update. Mr. Toth, thank you for joining us once again here on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, thanks so much, Mike. I appreciate it.
It's great to have you on. I heard your interview a couple of days ago. I'm very proud that you are the kind of person who represents the state of Texas. You're a business owner. You're a successful person in the private space, in private industry, and you get it about the Second Amendment, about freedom. You're well-spoken. You're highly intelligent. I think your bill is going to be very successful. What is your read so far on the level of support for this Firearms Protection Act?
Well, think about this for a second. There are two elements that are really critical for this bill going through. One is the people of the state of Texas, and the second is the lawmakers here in Austin. And we have all been shocked. I knew it was an issue. And it's not just about the Second Amendment. This is really more about the 10th Amendment than it is the Second Amendment. This is about preserving states' rights. This is about an executive order, an edict by a king, not having prominence over the legislative process that's laid out in both the Texas and in U.S. Constitution.
Right.
And so where things are going really well with this legislation is out in the streets, in homes and businesses and restaurants all over Texas, people are talking about it. The problem is that there are going to be some competing bills that are more moderate. We don't need a moderate approach to a desperate problem that is facing America. We need a strong bill that has real teeth, that day one, when it goes into effect, the Obama administration is going to file an injunction in the Fifth Circuit, probably, to put a stop to it so that this gets challenged all the way to the Supreme Court.
And that's what we need. We need this.
That is exactly what we need. And
yeah.
So if a moderate bill goes through without any teeth that they can just overlook and ignore, then that's what will happen. So there are a lot of different bills right now, but we need for people in the state of Texas to get behind the Firearms Protection Act, because that is the bill, that is the legislation that has the teeth in it that the Obama administration is going to force their hand.
Yes, yes, but what is the actual composition of support in the Texas legislature for possibly being able to actually pass this? I mean, I know the Austin area representatives.
Here's the deal. We're going to get a bill through. No questions asked. We're going to get a bill through in response to what the president has done. The problem is that there are some more moderate bills that have come forward since this media firestorm has erupted over the issue.
Yes.
There are some more moderate bills that have come forward that frankly are going to undermine what we're trying to do here.
When you say moderate, for example, your bill makes it a felony crime for a federal official to try to enforce an unconstitutional order in the state of Texas. Are you saying that, for example, that felony is not present in a less powerful bill?
It's not present in either bill. It almost looks more like a suggestion or a House resolution than it does a bill. I mean, you might as well just do a House resolution. Hey, what Obama's, we need a bill that has real teeth in it. We need to draw a line in the sand and say enough. We're done.
Now, when this was attempted, drawing a line in the sand, I think roughly a year ago with the TSA.
TSA bill that David Simpson put through, exactly.
Exactly, yeah.
And, the thing about that bill is that it started too late. If it had started in January, like this one is, then that bill would have had what our bill has right now, which is it's got this broad base of support from people all over Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, my phone is being rung off the hook right now. We can't get to all the calls. It's impossible.
Well, I'm sure that's the case. I was in a gun shop just the other day, and I asked the owner, did you hear about Representative Toth's bill? And they said, are you kidding me? Everybody that walks in our doors keeps telling us about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool. And, you know, I don't know if I'm going to get on a faith track here for a second, but this has been so encouraging, and the Lord has so encouraged us over it, and I'll tell you why. Kendall Croker is a really great guy. He's the guy that started this thing in Wyoming, and I want to give him credit for it.
Yes.
Because Kendall's the one that started this whole thing. Well, what was really cool is our office got a call yesterday from Kendall's sister, and she said, you know, of all the states that Kendall's sister could live in, what do you think the chances are that his sister out of 50 states just happens to live in Texas? And out of the 150 House districts across the state of Texas, what are the chances that I live in Steve's district?
Wow. She lives in District 15, huh?
She lives in my district. And she goes, you know, we're behind you. We're behind this legislation. You guys are trying to do it the right way. And we want the people in the state of Texas to get behind it, because if Abraham Lincoln said this, he said, if you don't have the people behind you, you can't do anything great.
Well,
I don't want to do something moderate. I want to do something great.
Yeah.
If you guys get fired up about it, and if you're willing to call your representatives and your senators about it, then we can get a strong bill through.
That is the message. And also, because this is a national and even a global audience, this matters to all of you who are listening right now, no matter what state you live in the United States or even what country you live in, because if Texas can set the precedent to standing up to unconstitutional executive orders from the executive branch of the federal government, that sets a precedent that applies to all 50 states, right, Mr. Toth?
Yeah, I mean, think about this, folks. When you take your kid to the pediatrician, do you want the pediatrician saying to little Johnny, hey, does your mommy or daddy have a gun at home?
Right.
I mean, seriously, I mean, this is no different than how things were in Red China when they were turning kids against their parents. This is no different than how things were in the early days of Nazi Germany.
Or Stasi secret police under Mussolini,
yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah, you're right. It's the same kind of snitch society, reporting people, reporting honest citizens to the feds to be disarmed or even jailed.
This is, and that's part of this. You know, here's how he did things. When he got Obamacare through, it was this nebulous 3,700 page. We don't know what's in it until we pass it. We can't read it until we pass it. 3,700 pages of nebulous, innocuous stuff. Oh, don't worry about it. It's fuzzy. It's fluffy. It's cuddly. Don't worry about it. There are no sharp edges to it whatsoever. It gets passed. Now it's 37,000 pages. The only thing worse than a politician that's been in Austin or Washington too long is an unelected bureaucrat that's been there too long. And they're the ones, they're the dangerous ones that will put words and that will put substance to these 23 actions that the president has handed out.
Yeah, that's right.
And folks, you better be worried about it.
Let me ask your opinion. Attorney General, Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott put out an ad recently in New York, and I love this, and I love what Mr. Abbott has done here. And this was written up in Reuters with the following title: Y'all Come to Texas, State Official Tells New York Gun Owners. It was a great ad by Mr. Abbott. Well, I mean, he helped organize it, to say that if you want to come to a state where you have more freedom and lower taxes and more liberties, come to Texas and bring your rifle and your ammunition. I thought it was fantastic. What are your thoughts on Mr. Abbott's actions in regard to that publicity?
I mean, I hit on that last night when I was on Hannity, and I had a very close friend of mine that saw the interview, and he said, if you'll get my resume, Margaret and I will pack our bags tomorrow. and you know, here's the reality. It's not just like if the governor told Sean, you're not going to be 15% off better simply because there are no state income taxes. Our standard, our cost of living is 30% lower.
Yes.
So for those of you that aren't here yet, I grew up in upstate New York. I moved here in 1997 because I believed in my heart of hearts this was the best place to raise my family. And the people of Texas have welcomed us and made a home for us.
Yes.
And I'm just here to tell you, the quality of living will be twice as good, and the cost of living will be a third of what you're paying anywhere else.
Absolutely. That's one of the reasons I'm here. And plus, I just love the liberty, and I am proud of being in Texas and knowing that Texas has people like you, Mr. Toth, and people like Mr. Abbott, who I hear has aims maybe for the governorship, which maybe he'd be the perfect person to do that down the road when that opportunity arises. But I am just proud to be in a state that says we have liberty here, and we're going to stand for it. We are going to stand up against tyranny. We're going to pass the laws that nullify unconstitutional orders. We are Texans, and we're not laying down for a bunch of tyrants. I love that attitude.
But we need to hear from all of you. I mean, and let the phones ring right now. Call General Abbott's office and let him know that you're going to get behind the Firearms Protection Act.
Yes.
Let him hear it. He needs to hear from you guys. They want to be about, this isn't a lack of leadership. This is, they want to hear from the people. They need the people to be heard. They want to hear from you guys. Which one of these bills, do you want something more moderate? They'll support something more moderate. But if they hear from the grassroots of Texas that they want a bill with teeth in it, then tell the Attorney General's office that you're going to stand behind the Firearms Protection Act, and you want him to as well, respectfully, because he's a good man.
Exactly, yeah, and that's the message. All of you out there who are tired of being oppressed and having your rights eroded by executive orders or the federal government in whatever way, and there's a lot of this happening in agriculture, too, with the Food Safety Modernization Act that just hammers small farmers in Texas as well. I've even covered that.
Can I share another one with
you? Yeah, sure, go ahead, please.
There is a terrible curriculum going through the schools today. It's called CSCO. It is in 80% of the schools across the state of Texas. Parents are not allowed to view it. They're not allowed to go online to look at it. It's a portal, an online curriculum. Parents are not allowed to look at it. Teachers are forced to sign non-disclosure agreements about what's in it.
Really?
It's filled with Islam. It is the worst of the worst of the worst.
Where did this come from?
Well, it started with. Here's the problem. When you start a government agency, you can't kill it. So yeah. We have these education service centers in the state of Texas that 20, 30 years ago when we were in school and you wanted a film strip or you wanted a 16-millimeter movie, you would go to the education service center where they were, you know, the vault basically for all the equipment and all these great films and slides and everything else. But we don't need that anymore because we have this thing called the Internet and streaming video and audio and all that cool stuff. We get it over the Internet.
Yeah.
So, like any good government agency, it became a solution in search of a problem. And so what they did was they came out with this thing called CSCO. They spent millions of dollars of taxpayers' money on it. And it's not under the guise, it's not under the supervision, auspices of the State Board of Education. These liberals that are running it can basically say and do anything that they want. Well, without the approval of the State Board of Education, who are elected by we the people.
Well, you see, that's their attack point now, is to try to indoctrinate the next generation.
That's exactly what they're trying to do.
And with all these TV shows, too, that are coming out, I don't know how much you're aware of those, but this show about they hate Paul Revere and a show demonizing the Founding Fathers, and
well,
most of these shows...
Get this. Our founding the Tea Party, the Boston Tea Party, they're referred to in CSCOPE as terrorists.
Oh, man, yeah.
Terrorist.
Not surprising. Well, they're going for broke, Mr. Toth. They're going for broke.
This is Texas.
Yeah. They're trying to turn any person who just believes in the Constitution and the Founding Fathers into a total outright terrorist. I mean, that's
right.
It's now in our faces. There can no longer be any doubt. They're not beating around the bush, so to speak. They're going for your freedoms just outright.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
So,
unbelievable.
Mr. Toth, let me ask you a question on a different track. What are you doing to protect your personal safety? And I mean this sincerely. I've been threatened before. Alex Jones obviously has been threatened many, many times. Are you taking steps to make sure that they don't put you in a situation that could compromise your integrity on spearheading this kind of bill?
Well, I mean, here's the deal. I live my life with a high degree of accountability. I live with my legislation director is a guy that I've known from church for years. I live with him and his wife in Austin.
Yes.
I don't live in an apartment by myself.
Good.
Michael and his wife, Brittany, carry. They have CHLs. They both carry. My chief of staff carries. My office would be the worst office to come into in the Capitol if you want to inflict harm on someone.
Good. Right. Good. And plus, there's a lot of concealed carry patriots walking around that building as well. I know, because sometimes I'm one of them.
Yeah. And, you know, that's just, hey, here's the deal. If we don't stand up, we have no future. We just don't. Our children will have no future. And that's what this is all about. This job only pays $600 a month. You're not going to get rich doing it. In fact, your business probably will end up taking a hit as a result of it.
Yeah, right.
If we don't stand up, all of us, we've all got a part to play, even if it's just calling the Attorney General and calling the governor and calling your state representative to say, get behind the Firearms Protection Act.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've got to get a website going where we can, you know, publicize that URL and build momentum. I'll even donate some software technology to you, by the way. I founded a software company many years ago. I'll donate that to your office so you can have an email list engine that works. I mean, you've got to get something going. We can just give it out on the air and get people to that website.
I'll have Amy get going on it today.
Yeah.
And, if there's anyone out there that can help us develop the website, that would be great, too.
All right. Thank you for joining us, Representative Toth. We're out of time, but God bless you.
Mike, you're awesome. Thanks.
Thank you. Take care. We'll be right back here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. A lot more straight ahead. That was Representative Toth with the update on the Firearms Protection Act in the state of Texas.
If you've ever wanted one of our best-selling generators, but were waiting for an offer so crazy you couldn't refuse, then you're not going to want to miss this exciting message. Here's why. Our solar generators provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce electricity from the sun. So when the lights go out, you'll always have the power you need. Now, here's the best part. Every year, we accumulate a few solar generators that we just can't sell as new. We put them in a special spot in our warehouse, and we discount them heavily at the end of each year. We call them scratch and dent units, but they're really just like new. Each unit comes with a full factory warranty and special bonuses you just won't believe. Don't wait. They go fast. Go to scratchanddentsolar.com. That's scratchanddentsolar.com. For the craziest offer we've ever made, go to scratchanddentsolar.com. That's scratchanddentsolar.com.
Hey there. Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
All right, you are in gold. We're continuing here on the Alex. Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us. We just finished up an interview with Representative Steve Toth from the state of Texas and the Firearms Protection Act, and I want to reiterate why this matters to everybody across the nation and wherever you may be listening from. This is a precedent-setting bill, and it's based on the bill out of Wyoming, and that really that the author of that bill deserves the credit, but the language of this bill can be shared with many other states, and there are lots of other states who would like to get on board and stand up to the federal government and say, enough is enough. We're not going to let our rights be trampled on any longer. Because look where this is going, folks. If you don't stand up to this, Second Amendment is not the end of this. They're going to come after your First Amendment. They're going to come after your Fifth Amendment even more than they have already. They're going to obliterate states' rights and basically say there shouldn't be any states whatsoever. And with the executive orders, Obama's going to be saying, well, we don't need Congress either. What's the point of having Congress when the president just writes law? This is the basis of the downfall of our free society, and it has already begun. We have already started to tumble down that pit of tyranny and oppression, and if we don't turn back from that right now, it's over. This is it. So you better get on the phone right now. If you're in the state of Texas, you better get on the phone, call Attorney General Greg Abbott's office and tell him, yes, you support the full-on Firearms Protection Act that makes it a felony for federal officials to engage in unconstitutional gun restriction in the state of Texas. You better call your state representatives wherever you live and tell them introduce the Firearms Protection Act, because if you don't draw the line right here, it's over. And let me tell you my personal prediction of what I think is coming up. Why didn't Obama have a high-capacity magazine restriction in his executive orders? There was all this talk that he was going to do that, but he backed off, it seems. He did not do that. Why? Because he has full confidence that they're going to be able to get that through Congress, through legislation. So you have to ask the question then, why does he have that confidence when right now the mood, the environment in Congress is saying no to more gun restrictions in Congress? Why does he have that confidence? The answer is because they are planning another major false flag attack in America. A major false flag attack. And I'm here to tell you independently, not even based on what Alex said or InfoWars or anybody else, but just myself as Mike Adams, as an intelligent investigative journalist with no criminal record, absolutely, you know, the cleanest cut guy you'll ever meet. I don't smoke. I don't drink alcohol. I never have consumed alcohol, just my personal choice. Clean cut guy, super clean record, passed all the FBI background checks, all the ATF checks, you know, for class 4 gear, you name it. All right. You're not going to find somebody with a cleaner record than myself. By looking at the data, I am telling you, I believe that they are going to stage another major false flag attack during the debate of gun control restrictions in the U.S. Congress. Because they know that if they stage something big enough, and I'm talking about something like blowing up federal buildings more than what we saw in Oklahoma City, something even perhaps bigger than 9/11, I'm talking about perhaps them doing a dirty bomb, a radiological attack, or a biological attack in a major U.S. city and somehow finding some way to blame that on patriots. That's what is coming. So you better be ready, because if they do that and if they can blame it on patriots and they get the media screaming again and again about how the patriots made this happen and killed a million people in some major city, they'll declare martial law. There won't be another election. You won't have any rights whatsoever. And they'll drive America into an all-out war. And that's what they want. So watch out. That's what's coming. All right, stay with me here on the Alex Jones Show. A lot more straight ahead, including Dr. Andrew Wakefield. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.